Edward Snowden has joined names like Bradley Manning and Julian Assange to experience firsthand the consequences of telling the world what America doesn't want you to know. He's now enemy number one, his American passport revoked, he's stateless, holed up in a Russian airport. Snowden's revelations about America's widespread online spying caused shockwaves, but by blowing the lid off America's extensive spying on its allies, especially in Europe, Snowden has opened a can of worms that now all sides are desperately trying to contain.
The can of worms is really a publicity and PR problem, because there is public anger, there is particularly media anger, and that's particularly the case in countries such as Germany, that allies such as Britain and the US are spying on them, and spying on them in a very industrial scale. The problem is, therefore, that these politicians then have to do something about that to satisfy their publics.
Europe has responded with outrage. The French have called it totally unacceptable. The Germans compared it to the Cold War. The European Parliament's warned of the severe impact on relations with the United States. There have even been threats to call off historic talks set to begin next Monday on a potential EU-US free trade zone. But the talks are going to go ahead, and despite 12 of the 21 countries Snowden has applied asylum to being European, it doesn't seem any of them want to take up his cause.
There is genuine annoyance amongst European leaders. Not that the US necessarily is doing this, I feel, but that they have employed somebody like Snowden, who they feel would be a weak link in the chain, who's then revealed that this is going on, which causes a great difficulty for governments such as Germany, France, who then have to make a lot of hot air. But it would be very unlikely that anything solid or concrete will happen over this, or that this row will last anything more than a few days or weeks.
In an unprecedented turn of events on Wednesday, Bolivian officials said that France, Portugal, Spain and Italy blocked President Evo Morales from flying over their territories because they thought Snowden was on board. So it seems the Europeans may actually be helping America catch the man who's being hailed a hero by many of their own citizens.
We can see behind the scenes now, the US is using its full diplomatic might to either overtly or covertly persuade countries, firstly, not to accept his asylum application or even to consider it, but secondly, to, I think, assist in the coming days, weeks, months, and perhaps even years, but I doubt it will go on for that long, facilitating the US in actually getting him into custody.
As the drama unfolds, we're granted a unique insight into the hidden, behind-the-scenes world of politics. The truth may very well be, though, that despite professing that they are shocked, Europe may not want these secrets coming to light any more than the Americans. Nagis Mobalari, Press TV, London.